It's such a great little song, isn't it? Anyway, that is a mock. If you have a suggestion for a mock, you can always drop me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. We still got more music to go. What? We got, let's say, just under a half hour left of this program, or at least of this hour. Who knows what happens after this hour? Who knows what happens after each hour? But we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out, won't we? You and me together. Anyway, pick the prickly pear by the paw. When you listen to a little bit more of Pear Necessities and then get you an important message, and then we'll come back and do some more music.
Have I given you a clue?
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information, report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
Let's get back into the music. Now, next song I want to play did not quite make the mock. Well, it didn't make the mock. The mock is over, so it didn't make the mock because Terry Gilkinson did not write the song, which was the criteria for tonight's mocking for the most part. For the most part. But it's a song that the Easy Riders had a hit with, but it was a cover that they were doing because they did a lot of those as well. And it was a cover of a 1927 song called Tell the Captain. Now, the interesting thing about this song is that someone else had a hit with this song after rearranging it. So I want to play a little bit of the Easy Riders, a little bit of the Easy Riders, so you can hear what I'm talking about.
So, hoist up the John B. sails, see how the mainsail sails.
Now, listen to it.
Send for the captain to go debail. We want to go home, to go home.
Come on the ship with John B.
We want to go.
You picking it up?
We got to go.
Yeah, Brian Wilson snagged that tune and said, hey, I'm going to put my version of that song on Pet Sounds. It sounded like this.
On the sloop, John B. My grandfather and me. Around Nassau Town.
So
This is the worst trip I've ever been on. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I'm
1980s Xanadu album. That is indeed the Electric Light Orchestra wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mac radio program with All Over the World. Now,
Doesn't that song just make you want to strap on some roller skates and put on some short shorts and just go to town? Does it? I don't know. I mean, that's what I did. That's why I came into the studio. Do this little radio show in roller skates. Duh. Before that, Akron, Ohio's own Tin Huey doing their version of the Neil Diamond penned I'm a Believer. Jackson 5. Yeah, that was the Jackson 5 doing a Jackson Brown cover. Dr. My Eyes. And the Beach Boys, Sloop John B., started off that entire set of music. We've only got just over 10 minutes left in this hour of this program. What is this program? This program is called Viva La Mock. I'm the Mockster. My name is Paul. Thank you so much for tuning in. Enjoying what you're listening to? Send me a note. WRCTRequest@gmail.com is the request line. The request email. How about some Toadies acoustic for you?
Make up your mind. Decide to walk with me round the lake tonight. Round the lake tonight by my side. Gentlemen,
madam, you see before you stand. Hey, ho, never be still. The old original favourite grand. Grasshopper's greener berry and band. And the tune they play is an asking five. From a trip to even ho, up, down, to and fro. You have no word. Please leave us here.
Sid Barrett wrapping up that short set of music as we are approaching the top of the hour with Octopus. Before the Sid Barrett, the Toadies went back to an album they put out called Heretics, where they re-envisioned a lot of their songs. So I played their big hit from the 90s, Possum Dixon. Possum Dixon, that's another band, Possum Kingdom, the name of the song I played for you. Hey, you know what? I do need to remind you of one thing and one thing only. That's each and every Thursday. You can join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for Quartz in Session. It's 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artist. Again, it's Thursdays at 8, and it re-airs on Monday afternoon. Monday afternoon. You are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program, and my name is Paul, and I appreciate you listening. As always, you're thinking, hey, there's a song I want to hear on a future show. Well, you know what you have to do. There's only one thing you have to do. You have to email me. So if you email me, I might play it. Yeah, so the email address is wrctrequest@gmail.com. Indeed, that is the email address.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over. And that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Alanon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCC Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. Normally, you can hear my regular show Friday nights at 9. It's a show called Viva La Mock. I do encourage you to tune in, but you know what? I'm going to take the next half hour and just focus on one band and one band only. Which band is that? Magically, it's a little power pop trio that came out of the Boston, Mass area. The Blake Babies.
Thank you.
From their 1989 debut on independent record label Mammoth Records out of North Carolina, that's the Blake Babies with Rain here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. I believe I forgot to tell you that the name of that debut is Earwig. Before that, Out There from their follow-up Sunburn album, and start off that entire set with Lament, which was also on Earwig, but also you could find that on the Slow Learner EP, or mini LP as it was called, that came out right before Earwig did. And you might have heard a familiar vocal in there, because Evan Dando briefly had joined the Blake Babies at that point in their career. There was a small breakup of the Lemonheads back around 1988, so Evan Dando was kind of a Blake Baby during that time. Now, the Blake Babies formed back around 1986 up in the Boston area. Juliana Hatfield was going to the Berklee School of Music, and the group got together. And believe it or not, their name came from Allen Ginsberg. They went to a reading of his at Harvard University, and the group raised their hand and said, "What should I call my band?" And he said, "Blake Babies." So they initially put out self-released EP on their own little Chewbud label called Nicely Nicely, and let's check out a track from that.
Yeah.
from an album that AllMusic.com described as the last great college rock album. That's the Blake Babies here on WRCT with I'm Not Your Mother, and the album in question is called Sunburn. And before I'm Not Your Mother, it was the Blake Babies doing a Stooges cover from the Earwig album. Yeah, that was the Stooges Loose, and start off the entire set with Blake Babies from their self-released 1987 album Nicely with Wipe It Up. In fact, the Blake Babies were not shy when it came to doing a cover song here and there on the recordings. In 1991, one of their final official releases, they put out their Rosie Jack World EP featuring this Temptations cover as the lead single. We'll be right back. from an album released in 2001 called God Bless the Blake Babies. Blake Babies would disappear. Now, the Blake Babies actually disbanded in 1992, and Juliana Hatfield went off on a solo career. John and Frieda started their own band called Antenna into the 1990s. And then in 1999, they got back together, did a few shows together, and started doing some recordings. And the result was this 2001 album called God Bless the Blake Babies. Before that, it was from that Rosie Jack World EP from 1991, Grassroots Temptation Eyes. I do want to remind you again that you can tune into my regular show, Viva La Mock, Friday nights at 9 p.m. here on WRCT. Speaking of shows, have you checked out the Deep Blues Hour? Yeah, it's an hour of classic and traditional blues music, but no, it's better than that because it's actually 3 hours of the Deep Blues Hour with Steve every Tuesday night from 7 until 10 p.m. That's right, 3 hours of classic and traditional blues right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. I got one more Blake Babies song to wrap up this Blake Babies block of music for you, and I'm going back to my favorite Blake Babies song. It comes off the Sunburned album. It's Girl in a Box here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
I've got a girl in a box. Keep her under my bed. Sure must get hot in the summertime. I get her out. There's nothing else to do. There's nothing on TV when I can't see you. Wife don't mind if I give her a child. My wife don't mind, she thinks it's pretty wild. I've got this girl in a box. I got a girl in a box. I'll keep her till the day. I'll keep her. TV on and a beer in my hand, you by my side. I got a girl in a box. We play games. I'm anything I'm not, but I wanna be. Yeah, I wanna be. She'll be a slut, a dirty little whore, or the girl next door, or my bride instead, or I'll cut off her head if I want to. Yeah, I want to. I'll keep her till the
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Over a million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property. and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Hey, look how cheap this one is.
That's a counterfeit.
So what?
So what? Your skin lotion could have something scary in it, like antifreeze or other poisons. It could even be urine and mouse droppings you're rubbing all over your skin, and you wouldn't even know it.
No way. That's creepy and sick.
Yeah, that's why we need to know what's inside.
To find out more about how counterfeits can cause real harm to you and your family, visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. It's the Mockster. Normally at this time, you're tuning in to hear an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program. But last weekend was Massive Music Weekend here on WRCT, which means there was no Viva La Mock. So instead, how about an encore presentation of some of the artists I featured during Massive Music Weekend, starting things off with 30 minutes of Chicago's own Material Issue.
Valerie's dancing on the room above my bed, you know. Follow the world alone to see. Valerie's leaving on a car outside my house, you know. Such a shame she's not with me.
Formed in 1985 by singer Jim Ellison, the power pop trio self-released an EP in 1987.